ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। आई थिंक मोस्ट ट्रैवलर्स हैव रिटर्न्ड फ्रॉम मधुबन नाउ। द टीचर्स मीटिंग्स हैव स्टार्टेड एंड सो द टाइम फॉर क्लासेस फॉर दिस मोमेंट इज over and other things have started in Madhuban and today Bab Dada's Avyak revision course Murali is giving us very very clear instructions for what it is we have to do not just for the coming year but till the end of the Kalpa. Bab has given a very beautiful definition of what is the reward of the confluence age. The reward of the golden age, everybody knows, it's the deity status, but the reward of the confluence age, the stage of becoming Bab Saman, the stage of being like the Father. So it's a very beautiful reward to look forward to. But Bab has also said that don't just wait for the reward to come at the end, because then that will be also your kingdom just at the end of heaven. But become Bab Saman now, experience the reward of the confluence age now, and that will bring the long period of time that you would like to want, you would like to have in the golden age in your kingdom. But one particular thing I want to pick up on that Baba has mentioned, and that is that Baba's children from foreign lands, those are the days when February and March were reserved for all of us from foreign lands. Now then it became one meeting with Baba and now it's the whole family together, Bharat and the rest of the world. But at that time it was still in the 80s, early 80s, just February and March for Baba's children from abroad. So Baba said that Baba's children from abroad seem to go up and down, up and down a great deal. And so Baba's talked about attaining stability. How do I become stable? Just let you reflect on it for a while, so that the stability is in the highest stage possible. Baba's mentioned moods, that we get very changeable in our moods. One moment one direction, another moment another direction. And then Baba's taken up another subject, and that is, how do you claim love from the family, love from Bab Dada, and even you're able to love yourself? And normally we would put it the other way, to start with the self and then Baba and then the family. So just reflect on that also. How come Baba's starting for the world out there, the big family first? But this thing about moods and stability, our feelings can fluctuate very, very quickly, because they're connected very much with our thoughts, but also they're connected very deeply with our memories. Our memories come up and there you go. You can just see the face change very quickly. What happened? Nothing happened, but something happened inside. And so I see a person and they haven't yet said anything or done anything, but the memory of the last time I met them, or the memory of many years ago when I met them, that comes up so strongly, that changes the quality of my drishti, my attitude and my behavior. And so, stability. Yes, faith. Faith in Baba. Faith in the family. That ultimately, the family wants nothing but the best for each other. Faith in myself. That Baba has found me, and so Baba's going to carry me across and get me to my destination. And so when I see that my feelings are changing, to be very aware of this and quickly be able to change my thoughts and feelings and not let other thoughts and feelings take over. And the cleansing of the memories. And so meditation is a time for cleaning. 3 minutes, 5 minutes, I sit in Baba's yard and I'm stabilizing my thoughts on the highest level. But not just 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Can I increase that period of time and make it longer and longer? But also, am I able to keep that stage of the highest and most elevated noble thoughts and feelings through the day? Because whatever happens in the day, what happens in my yoga, both are absolutely connected. And that's what Raj Yoga life is about, my life. Not just yoga for 10 minutes, but a way of life. And so when I take care of my thoughts and feelings and the process of cleaning my memories, then I know that I can be in charge of my moods and not allow anything else to interfere in that. But the other thing, and in a way Baba has come back to the starting point of the self, but just thinking about, well, how come Baba first talked about the family? And the answer for me was that it's because the family is so visible. We are used to looking out there, and the feedback we get from the family is immediate. You can get it very quickly. To look inside and see other things takes a bit of time. But you don't have to hang on for very long to feel the vibration of the family, to see the attitude of the family, to see what's going on. And so if I want to see, well, what is the quality of my interaction with the family, I know that within a moment. And the way to be able to earn the love of the family, Baba's given a guideline, which is a guideline till the end of the kalpa, so that it becomes a deep, deep sanskar and stays with the soul, not only for half a kalpa, but it actually probably stayed with some souls through the whole cycle. And I'm thinking about what Baba has told us today, giving respect to others. At one point, Daddy and a couple of brothers and myself were traveling by car across to the south of England many years ago, when there were no centers in that area, and even now there's not that many centers in that area. But we had programs lined up in various places, and so there was a lot of time, no BK family there, just the four of us. And so people would come at whatever was the appointed time for programs, morning and evening. But there was a lot of time for just hearing from Daddy and seeing what it is she wanted to say to us and share with us. And she was very open, and she told us that sometimes I wonder what's happened to the world, because when I was young, the sort of regard and respect we were taught to have became very natural in our life. And today I see that this doesn't exist anymore. And it would have been in the 80s, I think, that this particular tour happened. And so she was saying that now I see that souls feel that they can say whatever they want to say, they can do whatever they want to do and come and go as they wish, and that just isn't that awareness of giving respect. And within that one term of giving respect, what is it that governs my behavior? How is it that I behave with each and every individual within the family? It's a big story, and it's a very clear revelation of my own sanskaras and my responses to others or my stimulus for others. And so I was thinking that the sanskara of respect that we see between the daddies, or even daddy and all of us or anyone, we just see that it's such a deep and natural sanskar, and it's lasted in these souls through the whole cycle. They've imbibed it so deeply now in Sangam Yuga that it's there, and it stays there the whole cycle. And so to what extent have I been able to imbibe that particular sanskar very deep within myself? Come back to it in a minute. But the second thing that Baba said, it's very easy to please God. Why? Because he's the innocent one. And so you don't have to do very much to please him. He doesn't want much from me. Again, just one word that Baba has mentioned. Giving my love to Baba, yes, but honesty, an honest heart. If there's an honest heart, the Lord is pleased. And so to what extent am I honest with Baba? And the third thing, how is it that I can be content and pleased with myself? Very interesting answer from Baba. Again, it's a one-word answer, but the one word carries everything. And Baba said, Srimat. If I'm following Srimat, then yes, I'll be pleased with myself. I'll be content with myself. And just think about that. When there's a struggle going on inside, and I'm not at peace with myself, and I'm not content with myself, and then this usually spills over as discontent with others and irritation and many things that we see happening. But when I know that I'm following Srimad, my conscience is clear about that, then I feel very comfortable and safe and protected and content within. And if I know that I've gone off track, and will I always know? I'll come back to that again in a minute, because I was asked several interesting questions in the last few days. But if I know that all is well in terms of following Srimad, then yes, I'll be very content, and I'll be able to start loving myself, valuing myself. And when there's value for the self, love for the self, respect for the self, of course I'm also going to be sharing that with others. But the need to take from others, how come that happens? I need respect, I need love, I need support. There's all the subtle things that we need. Sometimes it's not so subtle, sometimes it's external and physical. But that's usually a different story for Brahmins. It's another situation. But the emotional needs that Brahmins have. And so I haven't been able to fill myself with whatever it is I need from Baba. And so there's empty space inside. But in that empty space then, of course, can't stay with the vacuum. There'll always be then an expression of wanting to take from outside, and the ones we're closest to are the Brahmin family. And so there'll be a desire to take. And whatever label I put on it and say, no, I don't want anything, but this is how it should be. Very royal way of saying, why was I not given this? So, whatever label it is, but what is it that I need? I think, was it the last Murli of the season or the second to last Murli? I think it was the second to last Murli of the season. Again, in that it was just that one word. Be the donor, be the one who's able to give. Or maybe it was an Avyaprovision course, Murli, but I heard it in Madhuban. So the one who's able to give and not needing to take. That state of Swaman, the state of dignity, and the expression of inner dignity is always going to be a lot of humility. It's interesting, but it's something that we've seen with, again, the Dadis, but also in the world out there. There are individuals who have greatness, and then yes, they're not able to make others as great as themselves because they're not able to connect them with Baba. And so the greatness of Baba, Brahma Baba, has been that not only did he demonstrate greatness, but he also made sure that he was able to carry many others to that point of greatness. Not just the Dadis and the senior brothers, but a whole family, a big family, has been lifted up from wherever it is they were to another very, very high level. And that's because their greatness has been such that they're able to connect us with the source so that we're able to attain greatness also. Not just one or two, but hundreds of thousands now. But in each of the souls who have greatness, Laukik, Alaukik, there is always, always this ability to give respect to others. It's very visible. People I've met through the years, Laukik, but also the Brahmin family. And so, if I'm able to start giving, then of course the return is definitely going to come back to me. And Baba said, don't count. Don't think that I've given respect 100 times, and so how come they're not able to give it to me just this once? But you've already been counting, and so already it's knocked off from whatever it is you think you've accumulated. But let me just keep giving, keep giving, keep giving, whether it's respect, good wishes, love, cooperation. And there has to come a point at which there'll be a turnaround. But I don't have to wait for it, and I definitely mustn't count. Why? Because it's coming from above. If I'm able to give love, where did I get it from? It's come from up above. And yes, I've benefited along the way. I've been able to accumulate within my own treasure store. And so, very simple. If I want the love of the family, let me be a donor and give. If I want to have Baba's love, let me have a clean heart, an honest heart. And if I want to be able to love myself, I need to be able to stay within the line of Maryada, so that then really I feel Baba's strength reaching me. Subtle and external, both things together. The other interesting question that I was asked, and I'll share a few thoughts on it, but I think you'll also be able to reflect on it further and see what's going on. What's the difference between an intellect that's locked and an intellect that's blocked? So, the intellect that's locked, Baba's often mentioned in the Sakar Muralis in particular, that if there's been a gross mistake on the external level, not just an internal thing that's going on, but lust, anger, things that really would be called sin, even in the world out there, so that really locks the intellect. Why? Because my conscience is only now beginning to awaken, and in the process of awakening, where I've gone against Srimat, I've gone against my own conscience, then there's the reaction in which the intellect is locked. And the effect of this, unless there's very quick realization and honesty and the ability to then move forward, the impact of that is that I no longer can see the difference between right and wrong. The locked intellect, and I'm hearing Gyan, but there's no possibility of my inculcation of the Gyan, because even the ability to discern, the conscience is again shut down. And the blocked intellect, and it's two sides of the same coin. One is where I get impressed by people, and instead of recognizing that it's a wonderful example that I'm seeing, that a human being can achieve this, but if I want to be the same, it's not by looking at them that I can do it, it's by connecting with Baba that I'll have the power and capacity to be able to do it. And so where it's just the human influence of being impressed, then the shadow on the intellect is such that I'm blocked from being able to have a bigger perspective. It becomes a narrow tunnel vision where I'm focused on one or two or four, and so I'm not able to see exactly what it is I need to do, and so confusion. But also the other side, where if there's vision of seeing negativity, defects in another, if that's what I'm seeing, then the thing is that that negativity that I'm seeing in another is going to be influencing me. And not only is it that I'm critical of them, but the shadow of that particular aspect is also falling on me. So equally, both sides, whether it's being impressed or whether it's being critical, but the shadow of that that comes on me is blocking me. So, as I say, just explore that a bit further, and you'll see how, as we allow the intellect to really start coming back to that state of divinity that Baba gifted us with, as soon as we take spiritual birth, Baba gifts us this divine intellect. But then to whatever extent we're able to cocoon it with Baba's love and purity and keep it safe, that extent it's going to help us. But as we journey along the way, and why the journey sometimes takes longer or is more of a struggle than it should be. But the thing is, very easy, very easy. So how come it's a struggle? There's things that I've moved away from in terms of observing or giving attention to, and so other things begin to happen. So it's an interesting journey, and we carry on, and just love and support and cooperation with each other, and we'll get there very soon, definitely. Many, many travellers from Madhuban have returned, but I'm going to ask Ratan Bhai to come up and share. Ratan Bhai, welcome back. Maybe today just the essence of what you've taken from Madhuban and Bharat. You've been away a long time. And then another time, maybe the detail. And many must be thinking, what is Daddy's program? And I don't know. She doesn't know. Speaking to her the other day, she said, my body continues to play games, but Baba continues to help and I do what I need to do. I let you know after the teacher's meeting is over if I can come or I can't come. So next week we should be able to give you a clear picture about Daddy's program, exactly where she is, what she's doing, Bharat or here.
Om Shanti. Good morning, Jayanti Ban. Good morning.
Good morning, Ratan Bhai. Welcome.
Good to be back in London. So, Jayanti Ban was talking about love and support. So, respect comes with love and support. So my love and support brought me back here so soon. I could have been a bit longer there, but love for the family brought me back here. Is that right, Jayandipa?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Mm. So the sort of seed for the respect is love and support and the cooperation. I was asking myself why we go to Madhuban, why I go to Madhuban. And I'll share with you briefly. Primarily, I go to Madhuban to increase my percentage towards the perfect stage. Many people have boundaries. They say they want to go have a good drishti from Baba, they want a good seating, accommodation, or whatever, many things. But my aim is only one, nothing else. These are just the boundaries people have, but I don't have those boundaries. My boundary is destination of achieving perfection, increasing perfect stage. I experienced perfect stage when I came in knowledge, but it's experience is different from becoming the embodiment of a perfect stage. And that is my aim of going to Madhuban and achieving that. And nothing else. So when Bab Dada on 31st December made double foreigners, he did not speak a single word to double foreigners. He said, stand up and sit down. Nothing else. So I was wondering, what's happening to Baba? And on 18th January, Baba spoke with double foreigners, and I wasn't aware Baba was speaking with us. I didn't know myself Baba was speaking with us. More than half the time, what he spoke, double foreigner spoke with us. And then there was Nirvaya Bhai and Shashi Ben saying, Baba speaking with you, please respond. I said, is Baba speaking with me? Yes. So this is the way Baba gave a certificate that you have passed, and I'm giving you congratulations on behalf of 25,000 people. Each one cannot give you congratulations, so I'm doing this. And somebody afterwards said, you know how lucky you are. I said, I wasn't aware myself. He said, somebody said afterwards, Baba's first time spoken with couple in front of 25,000 people, giving them a certificate you have passed. So I am very happy and grateful to Baba, but I'm not complacent. Oh, Baba gave me that thing and I don't need to do any effort more. No. In fact, I want to make more effort. I'm not complacent of whatever blessing Sati Baba gives, because my effort has to be number one. And I'm never complacent whatever certificate Baba gives. So I had to make doubly more effort now, after Baba given certificate. One more thing I want to share with you. When I came in knowledge, I had so many experiences with Baba, and I always thought to myself, these are my personal experiences. I would not share with anybody else. I haven't shared experience with anybody for many years. And then, what had happened a few years ago, somebody said, if you don't share experiences, other people would not get inspired and they would not benefit. So at least you're being very selfish by not sharing your experiences with other people. And that touched me, hit me very deeply. I said, okay, for sake of service, I will do. So last month, I want to share with you one experience. I was sitting with Dadi Janki in that meeting, small meeting room, 6:30, and by time it was 7 o'clock, and Dadi Janki said, would you like to sit in this room and do meditation with me? I said, yeah, I don't mind. The small group was there, Dadi Ratan Moni came, Dadi Janki was there. So we did meditation till 7:30, and Dadi Janki asked me, do you want to say something? So I said, okay, I have been told to share my experiences. I'll share with you one experience which I never shared with anybody else before. So she said, okay. I said, Dadi, when I came in knowledge, I was so intoxicated, I did not even have desire for anything else, but I had 7 divine visions over a short period of Bab Dada. So Ratan Mani asked me, please tell me what visions I had. So I told her what visions I had. I won't share with you now, because there's not enough time now. And then Dadi Janki heard. And then I said, Dadi, listen, Brahma Baba had 8 visions. I have one less visions. And I want to have one more vision to be like Baba, Bab Saman. So one less vision, when I'm going to have? I want to be like Baba, Bab Saman, when I'm going to have one more vision, like Brahma Baba. So Dadi Janki kept for a while. She said, let's go to Gulzar, Dadi. So she sent a sister to find out if Dadi Gulzar was resting or was sitting in the meeting room, sitting room. So sister came back and she said, Dadi sitting in the sitting room. So Dadi said, would you like to come to Dadi Gulzar now? I said, yes, why not? So we went there, and then Dadi Gulzar was there, and Dadi Ratan said, Ratan is saying he had 7 visions, and Brahma Baba had 8 visions, and he wants to have one more vision to be like Baba, and that's his aim, because he wants to be equal to Baba. This has been my aim all the time. So Dadi Gulzar said, yes, yes, you'll get one vision, but it will happen very suddenly. So I said, that's thank you, Dadi Gulzar. I told Dadi Gulzar, thank you. He said, but then after that I'll leave body, won't I then, if I get 8 visions? So Dadi said, no, you can't leave your body now, you've got a lot of service. So Baba won't let you have vision, 8th vision until the end, so you have to carry on doing a lot of service. So I had to wait till I get 8th vision, but Baba won't give me. Dadi said, still I do a lot of service. I got still a lot of service to do. So, Jayanti Ben, I am still not going to die soon. I won't be leaving body soon. So
good.
So, yeah, this is what Daddy said.
We'll all fly home together.
So, I still got to wait. And then, one more thing Daddy told me some time back. She said, you are giving so many classes in India, Bharat, in Madhuban, I give in our places. Why don't you give classes in London? Because this visit, which I'll share with you some other time, Ratna Ban can share with you in a few minutes. This visit, I gave nearly 100 classes. Some in Madhuban, some on my visit to different places. But here, I get so much tied up with Baba's service and other matters on the administration side, I don't get time to give classes. So, Dadi said, no, you have to give classes also. So, I have to now fulfill two desires of Dadi. One is to not have vision until the end, when lot of service is done, when I, Jayanti Ben sir, will go together. So, when we go together, till that time, probably I won't get one more vision. And then fulfill Dadi's desire about giving, finding some time to give classes. So, this is in essence I want to share with you, but our aim should be, and my aim at least is, to achieve perfect stage, not to experience perfect stage. There's a difference between experiencing and attainment. I have experienced perfect stage when I have no desire, no attachment, total renounced stage, which Baba made me experience, but there's a difference between experiencing and attainment. Now Baba has told me, in a personal meeting, which I want to share with you, in the first few meetings, very first meeting, he said, without speaking anything, when I was living with my family household, doing a local job, and very first word he spoke with me, he said, you are a number one soul, what shall I speak with you? I couldn't believe it. And then, third meeting, he said, you know you are going to be king in golden age. I say, impossible. I can never be king in golden age. I am still living in local family. I have done no service. I am impure soul. I have local karubar. And how can I become a king in golden age when I have done nothing to progress myself? I have done no service. It's not. I was talking to myself. But Baba said, no, he knows about my whole horoscope, past, present, and future. This is what Baba is telling every time. So I leave you with that thought that when I came in knowledge 42 years after Yajna was established, and if Baba can give me the certificate, I can be king in golden age. You all can become a king in golden age as well. It doesn't matter when you come in knowledge, it depends upon your speed, at what speed you progress. Speed is important, not the number of years. This has been my experience. So, anyone sitting here who can say they cannot come number one, no, that's not the case. You all can come number one, depends upon what speed you progress. Inner speed depends upon ourselves and nobody else. And nobody can at all stop you from your speed. No matter somebody say, I have personal illness, I am sick, I cannot achieve progress, I cannot do this, no, that's not a reason. Nobody can say, I am not getting cooperation, I cannot achieve perfection, no. Nobody can say, this one is not praising me, this one is not thanking me, this one is not helping me, no. No one can say, because he is jealous of me, or this, no. No excuse can anybody give in achieving a perfect stage. It is my own effort, it is my own destiny, it is my own decision how I want to progress. Is that correct, Jayanti Ben?
Absolutely.
You agree?
Agree.
So no excuses, no reasons, bodily illness or relationship problems or service, no way one can say I cannot achieve my final number one stage. So with those few thoughts I share with you, I close now. Ratna Ben won't share, I don't know.
Ratna Ben?
She can share a few things.
Ratna Ben?
Okay.
Where are you?
So So this is my experience in Madhuban.
Please come.
I'll continue to carry out my percentage of increase in achieving number one perfect stage, which Baba has given me a blessing. And this purpose of going to Madhuban is that in that everything comes in. Service, remembrance, knowledge, everything. And that's been my aim all along and shall continue with that. Thank you and Om Shanti.
Okay. Thank you, Ratan Bhai. And Baba Smurali will show you how to be number one today. Very clear guidelines and instructions. And now we'll offer bhog to Baba.
Thank you.